This is Public Radio 90, WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and on the phone I have Pasqua Worsler from the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. We like to check in every once in a while and see what's going on in the southern tip of the UP. How are you this morning, Pasqua?
I'm good, neighbor to the north.
Yeah. That makes me think of Nanook of the north and the all the really chilly weather, except this time of year we don't really have a whole lot of chilly weather and snow, but we still have lots of things going on.
We sure do.
Yeah.
A whirlwind of activity.
Yeah, so it sounds like we have some classes that are happening at the Boniface. I know I just saw that there were some toddler art classes that are going on. I read a note for that the other day, but what can you tell us about the classes happening down there?
Okay, well, actually, speaking of toddler art, they are right outside my window right now
in
the studio. It's a great program. I'm going to put a plug in, because if you've got children or grandchildren or a favorite little neighbor, this is for the little ones who can walk up to the age of three, and it is a creative, open-ended, fun time in the studio. And they come with an adult, and they have little stations. There's usually some kind of clay. There's drawing, painting. It's kind of Montessori-esque, where kids can kind of propel themselves and drag their adult companion with them and learn about some social skills. It's a very easy flow, and then our instructor will bring them together and we'll do something a little more constructive. There's a story time, there's always music, there's some drums, and it's a great time. So it's a great stocking stuffer, and you can find out more about the Young Toddlers Arts Program by going to our website, bonifacearts.org. We also have things for, we have a lot of holiday cheer for kids. We have the Gingerbread House Workshop, which is a holiday tradition here at the Boniface. They've been doing it since I've been here, and I'm not even going to tell you how long that is. But we're talking about more than two decades. And that is coming up December 9th. It's Saturday, December 9th at 10 o'clock, and it's like walking into Candyland.
Oh,
my God. I mean, I geek out about it, and I'm not even a kid. I just kind of set up for it. And it's wonderful. They come in, and we have all the construction material and the Royal Canadian icing and all the doodads, which is all, you know, the candy. It's totally edible, although we're not recommending. but they just put these amazing things together, and it's a perfect example of how it's the same but different, and everybody has their own vision, because every kid, even though they have the same materials and they have the same instructions, everybody walks out of here with a centerpiece that is totally unique. And I mean, it really is one of my favorite things with the kids. It's supported by a lot of the local business with the edible building constructions, all the candy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a fun holiday activity, and we want people to share that holiday spirit. Come on down Saturday the 9th. And then Players Denac is our community theater group.
Mm-hmm.
And starting next week, they have a musical called The Winter Wonderettes.
Okay.
And actually, yeah, it starts December 8th. You can find out more information by, again, going on to the website. But it's a Christmas musical about a missing Santa. And there is a happy ending. I don't want to give away the punchline.
Sure.
And the singing Wonderettes have everything in hand by the end of the play. It's a sequel to The Amazing Wonderettes, and that was amazing. So everyone will be happy with this. It's a great production for the family to come on in and have a lovely evening out.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of holiday cheer, whether it's the good smells and the good construction of the gingerbread, or getting to see some musical talent as well. So
Right. That
sounds like a really good time.
Right. And then when kids are home for the holidays and, you know, not in school, we would remind folks that we have a creative corner. So, you know, if you're, you know, edging into that, you know, cabin fever, don't go there. Instead, come to the Boniface Arts Center and come in and sit down, see what's on in the galleries, have a walkthrough, and then come visit our Creative Corner. It's a creation station. It's, you know, there are materials out, and there are some ideas there for you, but you can certainly do anything you want. So you sit down and you make something and you take it home. And there's no charge. It's free and open to the public during our business hours. So put that on your, you know, your school break schedule.
Yeah, that sounds great. And, you know, it's better than having a younger one sit at home, you know, sitting on some kind of tablet or something, you know, in those doldrum times.
Yeah.
Do something hands-on and get out there and do some exploration of art, like you said, and get up and move around and things like that. So that sounds great.
Right, cool, thanks.
Yeah. How about, I know there's business after hours coming up as well as part of the chamber?
Yeah, that is the holiday. It's a chamber event, and this is their holiday spectacular.
Okay.
I think this is maybe our fourth year, and we co-sponsor that with TV6, and it's a big event, lots of folks here. It's a great time for people to see that real connection between business and the arts, and that good art is good business and vice versa. And we have a lot of folks here in the gallery. It's the Northern Exposure exhibit, so we highlight UP artists from across the peninsula. And business after hours is a great place to catch up with your neighborhood businesses and your county businesses, and you know, see what's going on and wish each other a happy holiday. We have two live remotes that night from the gallery, and the Delta County Area Chamber of Commerce welcomes you. The Boniface Arts Center welcomes you, and so does TV6. So that is Wednesday, December 13th,
okay,
from 5 to 7. And there's always a surprise visit from the Players, our community theater.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
And there's some entertainment, and there's wonderful food and drink and good people.
Yeah, another great holiday celebration to have down there. That's excellent. And
mm-hmm.
You can put the face to the name for a lot of those people that maybe you've heard from different businesses around the area or from the chamber as well. So yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity to meet some folks that maybe you haven't met yet and just celebrate the spirit of the season too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Very good.
Exactly.
Well, and speaking of Northern Exposure, I know that's happening now as well.
Yes, Northern Exposure, it's another wonderful year of UP art. It's multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly have our fair share of Marquette area artists here, and they always fare very well. It's a competition, and so we have a number of types of award categories to encourage artists to create new work and to participate. This year, our newest awards category is a student arts category. So we are encouraging artists 18 years and older to participate, and we've started working regularly with the art faculty at the School of the College of Art and Design at Northern Michigan University.
Okay.
And over the years, we've become successful at encouraging students to participate off campus and into, you know, a professional gallery. And this is one of those opportunities. And one of the carrots, so to speak, is this student arts award. And these awards are cash awards, sponsored by not only the Boniface Arts Center, but Northern Michigan University's College of Art and Design, Lake Superior State University, and Bay College. So all of those folks know it's important to bring life experiences to those students on campus. And this year they were acknowledged with awards. And we have actually some very moving work from the student body. So we're happy with that development with Northern Exposures competition.
Very good. That's nice to hear that there's an expansion of the opportunities for artists in the UP all over. And also the, you know, cash prizes always help with younger students as well, too. And anybody who offers their art as well. Do you have any examples of some of the newer art that's been offered? I know you said there's some mixed medias that are being offered.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have, for instance, one of the Northern Michigan University students, and I'm off the top of my head, I don't remember his name, but he brought in some resin casting, resin and with copper tubes. It's a beautifully, technically beautiful piece. I think he's probably, I'm guessing, one of Dale Wiedig's students. And that's a nice new kind of mixed media that we've seen. Everything from weaving, like monumental size wall weavings to ceramics and photography, a little more experimental in photography. Trying new techniques. We had some of the eclipse that's been depicted and shared here. So we see people celebrating, you know, something historic like the eclipse and celebrating the countryside and the natural resources, and exploring history. We've got, what is it called? There's a ceramic piece called George IV, and it's a bust of George Washington.
Okay.
You know, in four different stages, and so it's really a wonderful exhibit because we have everything from the emerging artists and the student artists to our mainstays, like the some of the instructors at Northern and at Bay College, and professional artists who are published. So it's really a good, solid look at what is going on right now in art production in the Upper Peninsula.
That sounds really unique with, like you said, a variety of media that's available, and you can really kind of dig in and explore what's being worked on nowadays, if there's any, I wouldn't necessarily say trends in art, but if there's anything that's new and exciting that people maybe haven't been exposed to before, then, well, there you go, Northern Exposures.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and that's one of our goals, is to, you know, maybe take a production potter or someone who, or a photographer who's a professional photographer, and say, now do something edgy, you know, put it in your workspace and your brain space and your heart space to try all that, some of the ideas that maybe are on the back burner because you're doing your business work, and be experimental. And they are, and they bring us some wonderful things.
Great.
That we want to share. So the galleries, I want to remind people, this is a community art center, so these galleries are open to the public at no charge. And so please come in and check out those galleries and see what's happening in your UP.
Absolutely. And if you want more information about what's happening at the Boniface, don't forget to take a look at bonifacearts.org. You can find all sorts of information on the homepage, or you can head over to their calendar of events. Lots of holiday offerings coming up at the Boniface to take a look and put on your calendar.
Yeah.
Pasqua, wanted to thank you for the time this morning, letting us know what's happening in your neck of the woods down that way and what's representing the Upper Peninsula and our surrounding regions.
Thank you. Well, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and we appreciate you helping us get this word out.
Absolutely. Yep. We love having you. And thanks again for taking the time this morning.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.